Thank you and good morning. Officers from the Garberville CHP office responded to a report that a vehicle had gone off Highway 101 between Laytonville and Willits, and the car had ended up in Outlet Creek. The driver, 19-year-old Alameda woman Jenna Santos, suffered fatal injuries in the crash after her Toyota Corolla slid off the roadway in snowy, icy conditions at about 7:30 Wednesday night. The vehicle ended up nearly submerged in the creek about 300 feet from the bank, and it was not visible from the roadway. The passenger, 19-year-old Natalie Griffin of Castro Valley, was able to escape from the wreckage and climb into a nearby tree, where she spent some 12 hours before she was able to get to shore and up to the freeway, where she flagged down a passing motorist for help. Griffin was later treated for minor injuries and exposure. Swiftwater Rescue from Little Lake Fire Department was able to deploy a swimmer to reach the vehicle, and he confirmed that Santos was still inside the car. A tow truck pulled the vehicle to shore, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. College of the Redwoods has announced that as of this month, the Community College District will be smoke and tobacco free. That includes cigarettes, pipes, and other tobacco products, as well as any other substance. Also banned are e-cigarettes and vaping devices, and the use of smokeless tobacco at any district facility, property, or athletic event. On Tuesday night, deputies with the Trinity County Sheriff's Office responded to a report that a man had been shot and killed at a residence in Hayfork. The victim, 38-year-old Jason Rice, was found dead inside the residence, and shortly thereafter, deputies arrested Rice's girlfriend, Betsy James, after she admitted she had shot and killed him. James was booked for homicide, and the investigation into the events that led to the shooting is underway. Reacting to studies that show the fishing industry along the north coast in decline, Humboldt State University environmental science professor Laurie Richmond will use a $270,000 grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to improve the sustainability of the local fishing industry. Richmond said in a press release that sometimes with new regulations, the fishing community can feel forgotten, so we're looking at things we can do under the current regulatory structure to make sure the fishing fleet survives and thrives. The focus will be on the ports of Eureka and Shelter Cove, and researchers will gather socioeconomic data from fishermen as well as local governments to develop plans to keep them in business. The report states that fishing generates between $5 million and $24 million per year along the coast, and as of 2013, just over 190 boats worked out of Eureka. Jordan Christmas has crab fishing news.
On Wednesday, the State Department of Fish and Wildlife announced that the last remaining closed area off the coast, which is near Shelter Cove, will open to the commercial crab fishing season next Monday. The announcement comes following the latest test results, which have showed decreased levels of the domoic acid toxin inside of crab. The last area is located between Ten Mile River and Shelter Cove, and it will be preceded by a 64-hour pre-soak period on Friday morning. The recreational crab fishing season opened on November 5th under various health advisories, and since then, those warnings have been lifted.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The recent winter weather, a lot of rain alternating with clear nights that brought freezing temperatures, has brought the annual crop of new potholes opening on local roadways. County Public Works Director Tom Matson has been beating the drum for increased road funding from the state for years, and instead, cities and counties have seen less and less money for road maintenance. Supervisor Virginia Bass addressed the issue on Talk Shop and said that city and county officials want Sacramento officials to address the pressing need for funding.
One of the things I see, or a couple other things at the state that are clearly impactful of Humboldt County and other counties and the cities, are the roads. We keep hearing that Sacramento was going to come to the table and have a special session on transportation.
The formula for road funding is a mix of federal, state, and local tax revenue. And Bass said that local elected officials will hold Sacramento to its promise to address the issue in 2017.
So next week, there are a series of events involving like 30 coalition members that are reminding the governor and the rest of the folks in Sacramento that they made a promise to help fix our roads. For every dollar of property tax, like 2.2 cents that actually goes towards roads.
The recent flooding will only compound the problems with local roadways, and along with rock and mudslides that need to be cleared, have added to the maintenance burden. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.